Parking is always a challenge at Logan Airport in Boston, especially during times of year like this one when some students leave town for school vacation. Airport managers are looking to create more parking spaces. In the meantime, they're coming up with some temporary solutions. But as WBUR's Erica Morrison reports, those solutions only go so far.
Steve Whetstone from Cohasset is a regular visitor to Logan Airport.
I travel all around the country and even the world, and I know we pride ourselves on being different in Boston, but I can tell you there's no other city in the country where they have these kinds of parking problems at an airport, at least none that I've encountered.
Whetstone flies out of Logan at least once a month and is never sure how long it's going to take him to park his car.
I've probably been in just about every lot in the Logan area, including all Fairport.
It's a regular challenge for Whetstone, and an even bigger challenge for Massachusetts Port Authority. Just this week, Logan added daily flights to Lisbon, and Massport's CEO, Thomas Glenn, says he wants to add more flights.
We think we have the capacity to handle more planes, more passengers. Ironically, the big constraint is the lack of parking for people once they get here. We can get them on a plane, but can we get them a parking space?
That's why Massport encourages the use of Logan Express Shuttle and public transportation. And on busy weeks like this one, it's trying out a method to squeeze more cars into limited space.
Hi, stay tight to the right behind that vehicle.
On the fifth floor of Logan's West Garage, drivers are told to pull in a single-file line, even though they're blocking a row of vehicles already parked. Drivers are greeted by parking attendants in neon yellow jackets.
Hi, sir, how are you? Have you done that lane with us before?
I think so.
All right, I'll explain how easy is that. You can leave the car keys with us, please.
Okay.
There's no additional charge for the valet parking service offered on weeks like this, but it allows Massport to cram in more cars by holding onto the keys.
I don't like leaving my keys. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine, but I don't like leaving my keys.
Lynn Messini of Worcester takes a suitcase out of her SUV, then surrenders those keys.
I've only parked at Logan two or three times, and it's always a problem here, so I guess I'm not surprised.
Eventually, Massport hopes to add 5,000 more spaces at the airport. CEO Thomas Glenn says the spaces will be within the current confines of Logan.
We're never going to do anything to expand the footprint of the airport. That would violate our relationship with the community of East Boston.
And the 5,000 new spaces, Glenn says, won't come close to meeting the demand.
Back in the 70s, we had 10,000 parking spaces and 10 million passengers. And now we have 33 million passengers, but only 18,000 spaces. So even if we added 5,000, we'd still have a gap.
So expect those occasional discounts for the Logan Express Shuttle and valet parking to continue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Erica Morrison.